Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgeballick.com with your host, George Ballick. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Ballick.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgeballick.com. As the athletic director and head coach of the varsity soccer team at Ryerson University, Dr. Ivan Joseph is often asked what skills he is searching for as a recruiter. Is it speed, strength, agility? In Dr. Joseph's TED Talk, he explores self-confidence and how it is not just the most important skill in athletics, but in our lives. Listen to the doctor.
Easiest way to build self-confidence. There's no magic button. Repetition, repetition, repetition. I did my speech, and I practiced in front of the mirror. Hey, I'm sounding good. And then I went in front of my kids. Then I get in front of Glenn Gould. Oh, my goodness, I'm a little more nervous. By the time I get to the ACG, I won't have a single ounce of nervousness because of my ability to practice. How many of us bail after the first bit of failure? J.K. Rowling, you know how many publishers she took her Harry Potter book to? I believe the number was 12 or 13. I mean, 12 times somebody said no. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. So that's one way to build self-confidence. The other one is self-talk. We all have a self-talk tape that plays in our head. If you're a woman, the first thing that always comes, damn, I look fat in these pants. And if you're a man, it's the opposite. Oh, God, I have no muscle. I'm so flabby. We need to get our own self-affirmations. Muhammad Ali, what was his self-affirmation? I am the greatest. Who else is going to tell you? We need to reaffirm, I am the captain of my ship and the master of my fate. How do you build self-confidence? Get away from the people who will tear you down. There's enough of that. Because I make enough mistakes, and people around me will recognize it, and they'll tear me down. And pretty soon, I'll begin to believe it. There was a time when my confidence was really low. I had to bring out my self-confidence letter. Ivan, congratulations on getting your PhD before 40. Good job on raising three good kids and marrying the right woman. If you'll watch, you'll see some athletes. They'll have a little bandage or a little brand around them. Lance Armstrong's a perfect one. Live strong. He would move that from one arm to the next arm when doubt and fear came into his mind. We are coaches and educators. We are teachers. We are people who will create value in the world. I am a coach. I want you to score a goal. Ball went over high. Dang it, the ball went high. Thank you, coach. I know that. Ignore what Johnny does wrong and find Bob or Sally or Frida over here. Great goal, Frida. I loved how you kept your knee low. You followed through. Great job. Johnny's not demoralized. His confidence isn't shot, and what I've done is I've built up Frida's. Catch them when they're good. We forget it. It's simple. Last and certainly not least, self-confident people interpret feedback the way they choose to. I asked my son, how was the game? Oh, great. I scored 3 goals. I got 2 assists. I'm like, I did not see him touch the puck. But he has his own perception of how he did. If I could give you one thing to take from this, it is no one will believe in you unless you do. We're supposed to be different, folks. And when people look at us, believe in yourself.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Dr. Joseph, search YouTube. And he's on Twitter, too. His latest book, if you're interested, You Got This, Mastering the Skill of Self-Confidence, is available at Amazon.com. And as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Dr. Ivan Joseph. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Ballick. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgeballick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Ballick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.